Wildfire Concepts presents Seven Figure Furnace, digital marketing discussions with internet made millionaires, with your host, Cindy Donovan.
Episode number 13, I interview Wilco Ducrey, who started out online in 2003 when he imported 17,000 euros of sunglasses and then went and resold them online. He has gone on to sell millions of dollars worth of extremely viral software products with marketing campaigns that inspire people to not only buy, but tell excitedly everyone else about it too. But during this episode, Wilco is going to discuss the mechanics of how word of mouth actually works, the three characteristics your offer needs to go viral, the math behind determining whether it will go viral or if you need to tweak it, and if so, what to focus on, and what you should give away to kickstart the buzz.
Oh my gosh, Wilco, it's so good to have you here on the show. So for people who have just tuned into Seven Figure Furnace who haven't heard anything about you, how about you let them know who is Wilco Ducrey? How do you pronounce your name even? I think it's Wilco Ducrey, yes?
You're pretty good,
actually. Is it close?
Wilco Ducrey.
So, all right, who are you and what is your thing?
You did it better than most of them.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, well, obviously, I'm from the Netherlands, hence the name, right? Yes. And I've been online full-time for over a decade now, so I won't make it boring, but I'll start it off doing AdSense like most people do. Then I shifted over to affiliate marketing, did a lot of buying traffic to all kinds of affiliate offers, and then sort of shifted over to a software focused business. So we release software, and obviously what I do, like I just love marketing. I'm probably just like you, Cindy. Like I'm a geek when it comes to marketing. I love driving traffic. I love testing traffic. I love everything about it. That's what I do, and that's really what makes me stand up in the morning. I think that's what really counts, right? That passion. So I don't want to go into all the boring stuff, but in a nutshell, I'm a marketing geek. I guess that's from the Netherlands. That's what.
Oh, it's funny because you say all the boring stuff, but you know, you and I and people, a lot of people that really get this internet marketing thing just get a total buzz out of anything to do with marketing. I don't know about you, but you know, we walk down the street and I see a billboard and sometimes I'll just take a photo because I'm like, that's a really good ad. I want to like throw it in my swipe file something later.
So, your swipe file, I like that.
Yeah. So today you mentioned you're going to be talking about a traffic method that, you know, I think a lot of people are really going to get a kick out of. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure thing. So in short, it's word of mouth, but in a way that I don't think many people are doing it. And it actually started about 3 years back. So I was creating a new tool. Like I was just starting out creating tools, right? And I didn't know how to drive traffic to it because I didn't want to spend paid ads on it because I was gonna give it away for free. It was like to build my email list. So I wasn't really confident on driving paid ads to it. So I figured, how am I gonna get the word out, right? I mean, it's cool free blogging, but it's not like if you put something out there that people are just gonna share it on Facebook or Twitter. I mean, people think that happens, but
unless it's Donald Trump.
Yeah, unless it's Donald Trump or a really, really cool cat, right? So I was looking at Dropbox, and I mean, you use Dropbox, right? Yeah. How did you get to know Dropbox, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, someone sent me a link.
Yeah, exactly. So I sent you a link because what they did really cleverly is they said, well, everyone who signs up will give you a unique link. And every single time one of your friends signs up through that link, we'll give you extra storage. So what they did was they gave everyone their own personal unique tracking link. And they said, hey, we'll give you something of value if you refer one of your friends. And not just for sharing. I mean, a lot of plugins or tools out there, they say, well, share this and you'll get that. But we don't want to share because a lot of people, they just share it on a fake account or they delete it right after. And even if they do share, they only share it once. But what they did is they only gave something of value if your friends actually signed up. So if, for example, you wanted 10 people to sign up, you're going to keep on sharing that. You're going to keep hustling until your friends actually sign up. And that's the end goal. That's the same goal I had, right? People needed to sign up to my email list. So I hacked something together about three and a half years ago to try that. And I was hoping that some people would actually share it, right? So I said, hey, if you enter your email address here, and then after that, I gave them a unique link and said, hey, if 5 of your friends sign up through your link, then you'll get this tool for free. You know, that's the deal. And like I said, I was hoping that some people would share. And what happened was people shared it everywhere, man. Not just on Twitter or on Facebook, but they started sharing it on blog posts. They started posting it on forums everywhere. And those people, they were sharing it, like on average, they were sharing it 2.5 times each because they, you know, they wanted to get to those 5 people. So from that point on, it just took off. And I was expecting that the traffic would suddenly, you know, slow down, just like most things. But even a couple of years after, like every single day, people were still sharing it because new people came into that sort of funnel, right?
And they're excited about it and they want a copy.
Exactly. So that got me thinking, like, what makes that work and what doesn't? Because in a way, it makes sense that it works, but at the same time, there is a certain trick to it, or a certain formula that makes sure whether it's going to work, whether it's going to fly, go viral, or not. And that's what I've been focusing on a lot over the last couple of years. And I think I got it pretty much down to a science. So that whole way of getting people to drive traffic, getting people to promote your business, that's what I want to dive a little bit deeper into with you.
Oh my gosh. I'm definitely keen to hear more about this. You know, Hotmail, I think, was probably one of the first companies, even before Dropbox, because they just did, it was very simple because not really many people were doing anything like that before, but they just had an email. And when someone sent an email, it says, do you want a free email of your own? as simple as that. And then, of course, people are seeing this and they're just going to go and do it, of course.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the whole idea behind it. And in this case, because like I said, when you're Donald Trump or you have a really cool cat, like that might be something that's worth sharing. But in most cases, a lot of people like you and me, we have something commercial, right? It's commercial, and that doesn't go just viral. Like people not going to promote your business just for the kicks out of it. Maybe some do, but not enough to actually go viral. So right. That's where that unique link comes in, right? Because that link that gives you accountability. It makes sure that you actually have to get people to sign up. You know, you basically have the same goal as the vendor, as the person who's owning that site. Now, what it all comes down to is you give something of value. You give something to that audience in return for them sharing. But not just anything, because I've seen a lot of people trying just give something, whatever,
and no one really cares about it.
Yeah. Right. So over time, I found there are like 3 main criteria that you really need to make sure you have. And the first one is that it's really exclusive. And that means that there's no other way to get it. Like if I'm giving you a certain, I don't know, whatever, but you know that you can also get it just by typing it in Google and you'll get the same kind of information. Right. And no way you're going to bother your friends about it because, you know, you have an easier way. You always go for the easiest way. It's the same like if I try to sell you something, but you know you can get it for free, why would you pay for it, right? So it has to be exclusive. The only way to get it is by making sure, you know, you share it with your friends. Secondly, it has to be something of value, obviously. Like if you don't want to have it, then like my rule of thumb is if you wouldn't pay for it, if you wouldn't buy it, then you're not going to share for it in order to get it as well. That's the second thing. And the third thing is it has to be socially accepted because, you know, if it's, I don't know, if you're going to get, I don't know, a free sex toy or whatever, like it's not like you're going to post it on Facebook, right?
That's, right. You're not going to post it up here.
I'm not sure about you, but I
will. Mother to go and see. Yeah. Get Auntie Valerie to go and share that one. No.
Yeah. So ideally it's socially accepted, or even better if it's sort of like an extension of your self-image, right? So I, for example, me, I'm an entrepreneur. I love the software business. So if I would see something that would make me look good in front of my friends, that like it's an extension of my self-image, you know, being a startup guy, being entrepreneurial, being motivational.
Kind of clever and quirky or geeky.
Yeah, that would make it even easier for me to share it. So if you have these 3 things in order, like something that's excluded, the only way to get it is to share it. It has to be something of value, perceived value. People need to actually want to have it, right? That's what marketing comes in. And then thirdly, it has to be socially accepted, or even better, an extension of your self-image. If you have these 3 things right and you offer that, in return of them actually getting X amount of people to sign up, that's where it all starts, basically. That's when people say, well, sure, I want to do it. And just one thing that I want to add, value really has to be about perceived value. I tried it once where I said, hey, you're going to get this course and it's worth $197. Did not work. People don't want, they don't want money value. Like they want more like an intrinsic value. They want to see the benefit of whatever you have to give. So if I would have said, hey, you have this problem and this is the solution, that would have worked much better. And I figured, people, they want to have $200 value and like, but they, like for sharing something, that's not going to work. It really has to be, problem, solution.
Something that they need. Yeah,
exactly. What you're doing is you're selling whatever you're giving to them, just like you would make, you would actually sell it to them for money. Now, in this case, you're going to ask them to get it to share with their friends. Now, so that's the first part of all of this, right?
Okay.
And I think that's the most important one. If you have this one nailed down, if you give something that people really want to have and it's exclusive and socially accepted, then you're on the good track. And then the second step, and I might go a little bit deeper on this, and I hope I'm not going too fast. I'm just super excited about this stuff.
No, this is so amazing. I love it.
But basically, we're in the end, it all comes down to whether this goes viral or not. And just to make sure that we're clear, when something goes viral, it means that it will spread on itself. So you can also get people to share it, but it's not going viral, which means that if you share this with 100 of your friends, like initially you as the owner, and then people share it and you get maybe 50 extra people, that's amazing, awesome. But it's not viral, right? Like you get more social shares. But if you share it with 100 of your friends, and then they'll share the next round, you'll get, 120, 150. Like it goes up and up and up. And then that's when you have something that goes viral. And where it all comes down to is, and this is going to be a boring part, not for me, but for some, what's called the viral coefficient. And in a nutshell, it means that every single person who comes into that sort of funnel, who comes into your page, will he or she, on average, result in more or less than one new person? If it's less than one person, on average, then it's not going to go viral. As soon as it hits more than one person, on average, that's when you go viral. And when you break it down, it's all about testing. People, like I said in the example before, people enter their email address on an opt-in page, just a simple opt-in page, then they get a URL, and like on the thank you page, I give them a URL, and I basically say, hey, in order to get this, share with 5 of your friends, and you'll get this for free. What happens is on your opt-in page, you'll have X amount of people who actually sign up. I mean, you're not going to get a 100% opt-in rate, right? You know that.
Right.
So X amount of people sign up, X amount of people, they don't. They just drop off. Then on the thank you page, again, it's a simple math thing. Like X amount of people will think, yeah, I want to have that. I'm going to share it with my friends. Mm-hmm. And X amount of people say, well, no, it's not for me. That's it. So what you want to do is you want to break down all these steps individually. You want to make sure that on the opt-in page, you want to test what is the best kind of opt-in page you can get.
Yes.
Thank you page. What kind of message will get them to share? I had it once where I tested two things. I said, hey, you can get this and you'll get free lifetime access if you share it with 5 of your friends. And then the other one, I said, hey, there are already 5,000 people waiting in the waiting line. Want to skip the waiting line and get instant free access? The same thing, but 3 times as many people actually shared the second one because they were like, huh, they're like, waiting. I can just skip it in front. Like, that's what they want to do. They don't just want to have free instant access. They want to beat the rest, right? They want to skip the waiting line. So simple things like that really make a big difference. And where it all comes down to is, instead of just, you're going to give this away for free, something, and you're gonna think, well, I'm going viral. Now, what you're gonna do is you're not gonna hope you're going viral. You're just gonna make sure. It's just a matter of testing. I've had I've seen a ton of campaigns that when they started, they didn't go viral because on average, every single person did not result in more than one person because maybe too many people dropped off at the opt-in page or maybe too many people dropped off at the thank you page where you get them to share. So when you start optimizing, like, I want to have the best kind of opt-in page, I want to have the best kind of message that gets them to actually share. When you start optimizing that, then it's only a matter of time until that number is going over one. And from that point on, that's where it takes off. And I could go in all the maths, but I think that's a bit too boring. But the main point, what I'm saying is that it's really, like, it doesn't have anything to do with luck. It's just math. It's really just optimize until you reach to that point. And for example, last August, I launched a campaign where I gave a simple tool away for if 5 of your friends sign up as well. And when I started off, it I wasn't going far right away. So I just started really small, started testing, doing all these things. And from that point on, as soon as I hit that number, I went over one, I just let it go and never touched it again. And I actually just looked at the stats just before. And right now, we're just over 300,000 visitors so far. And that's in IM niche, right? That's expensive traffic.
Right.
Once you have that number, once you have your numbers right, then every single day new people are coming into your funnel. They're going to like, oh, wow, that's awesome. I can get it for free. And, you know, and that's why
it just starts again.
Yeah. And I think the for me personally, the biggest, free traffic is awesome. But I think for me personally, the best thing about this is that it's not depending on any platform. I mean, I've had it a couple of times in the past where I was doing, like I told you, I was doing a lot of AdSense. At some point, boom, AdSense account gone. Like I was back to square zero, right? So you think I'd learn from that. So a couple of years later, I was getting all my traffic from Google AdWords. Like same thing happened. Boom, gone. Back to zero. So with this model, like it's not depending on any traffic source or any network like Facebook or Twitter, but it's really depending on people wanting to promote you whatever platform it is. And we see that they do it everywhere. They do it on Facebook, they do it on Twitter, they do it by email, they do it. So even if you would take away Facebook, even if you would take away Twitter, people will find a way to get to their friends because that's what it's all about. It's not about a Facebook trick or a Twitter trick. It's really about people wanting to promote you. And that's what I think is the best thing about it, because we all know that Facebook is not going to be there forever. Twitter is not going to be there forever. Mm-hmm. Things change, right? Except for just human nature. That's really something that won't change as much over time, at least not as fast. So that's what I'm excited about.
Oh, that is amazing. That is just so cool. So, all right. Questions. I would like to know I don't know if you're even going to be able to answer this, but I think people are probably wondering, how do you find that thing that is going to go viral? Like, you can't just grab a random thing and say, hey, everybody, come and share this. Where do you come up with the ideas for making something actually go viral?
Yeah, sure thing. So the first thing I always ask myself is, first of all, what kind of business am I in? Because there's no reason to go viral. I mean, you could say, hey, I'm giving away an iPad, but that's not what you want, because people who want a free iPad, they're not going to be the same kind of person that's going to buy a product if you, for example, buy, you sell online marketing stuff, right? So yeah. First of all, you want to have your business clear, because it's not about going viral. In the end, it's all about ROI. I'm someone who's really, I'm a numbers guy, so there has to be a good ROI, right? That's always the first thing. And then what you want to do is you want to, like, in your market or in your kind of audience that you want to have, you have to ask yourself, what do they want? And people ask me, what should I give away? It's basically the same thing as, what could you sell them? What is that you could have that you could sell? And this could be, for example, a tool like I said, but this could also be a guide or an ebook where you solve a certain problem, or a video where you solve a certain problem. Or maybe if you have, for example, an event going up, you can give them an event, or if you have an e-commerce shop, it could be a discount coupon, for example, for something epic. Or if you sell something, you could give away your product. And what I've seen a lot of people do, which is kind of awesome as well, like some people think, hey, I sell this product, maybe it's even like a simple, it's not something people would share it for, but sometimes you can just customize an item. I mean, if I would give you a book, it's a book. Hey, but you get the book which has the autograph. The author and personal note in, and then it's like, wow. Like sometimes you can make it, you can add a lot of perceived value without spending any extra money on it. And one thing that what works really well as well. I mean, I've been talking about giving away something in return for getting people to sign up. What you could also do, which a lot of people are doing it, is instead of doing it like that, where you give something away to everyone who reaches that point, you basically make a contest out of it. And you say, hey, we have this awesome prize. And if you only have to give it away once, you can usually spend a bit more on that, right? Which could be your own product, or which could be a related product. And you say, hey, you know what? If you enter your email address, you have a chance of winning. But you know what? Here's your unique link. And every single time one of your friends signs up, you'll get 20 extra entries in the contest. Not just one extra entry, because then they'll be like, well, I'm getting one extra entry, but my friends signed up, so that lowers my... So no, you have one, and every single time you get your friends to sign up, you get 20 extra entries in the contest. So you get a 20 times higher. So if I get 5 people to sign up, I have 101 entries in that contest versus just one, which is like I'm ahead of everyone else. Like so, that's what drives them. And so for example, and we had one of our customers who did that exact same thing. He started a contest and he bought five related products on Amazon, which were $20 each. So he spent $100 on prizes, mm-hmm. and he then started promoting it. And it just took off. He added over 100,000 subscribers within a single month just by doing a contest, just by saying, and actually he did, you get 10 extra entries in the contest, which the same thing, right?
You get more by sharing.
Exactly. And you're doing the exact same thing. You're giving them perceived value because you're giving them a much, much higher chance.
It actually does another psychological thing here, because if one of their friends has referred them, and then they sign up, and then they see that, you know, actually my friend just got 10. They're actually beating me as far as, you know, entries go. I want to win. I want to beat them. So there's a lot of like cool psychology that plays in there as well.
Exactly. So there's a lot of things you can do with that. So if you have a digital product, it's usually like you can easily give away to everyone. But if you have like an actual store, an actual like you obviously you don't want to send something out to everyone because that's going to be way too costly. So in that case, I would definitely recommend to make a contest out of it. So you know exactly, hey, I'm only going to give away three of those things, for example.
Right.
So
or if you have samples or something. Sorry? If you do samples for your company, if you've got something where you're offering a sample or sort of some sort of entry level kind of thing, I guess you could. Consultancy, if you're doing that for 100,000 people, that might be tricky. That's fantastic. All right, I've kept you for a little while now. Do you have any like last closing words of awesome? Anything last minute to share with these guys before we wrap it up?
Well, sure thing. So I think one thing I just want to, I don't want to make this a pitch thing, but I want to make sure that like over the last few years, I've been doing a lot of, I've been spending a lot of time and effort on that. And a couple of years back, I was thinking about sharing a lot of this information as well. And at that point, I knew that if I was going to share all of this information, then I would do two things. First of all, people are going to be like, yeah, that's awesome. I want to do this. And then right after, they're going to be like, how do I do that? Right? Like, there's no way to actually give everyone their own unique link to track all of that is automatically sent. Exactly. So I decided to keep it for myself for a few years, and I'm going to build a platform that makes all of this possible. And the platform is called UpViral. You'll find it on upviral.com. So if all of this sounds interesting to you, then head over to upviral.com, check it out, because that's the exact platform that we built for exactly this. So you can do like everything I just described, you can do that a lot more as well, but you can do all of that. So it automatically keeps track of that. It automatically gives all the links, it integrates with all autoresponders. It automatically sends out the rewards, or if you do a contest, it automatically picks the winner, it's all hands off, it all does it for you. But that's what I'm really excited about. So I figured, you know, if anyone is interested in doing all of this, which I highly recommend, then go check it out. And if you wanna ask me anything, you can always look me up. Just Google me, Wilco the Cry. You'll find me on Facebook. Always send me a personal message or just ask, saying, hey, how do I reach that Wilco guy? Know how to find me.
Oh, good. What I'll actually do for you Seven Figure Fairness listeners is if you came upon this podcast via iTunes, go over to the blog. If you're actually already on the blog, then it's easy for you. Just have a look below this podcast and you'll see some links there. I'll throw in a few extras. So if you want to get in touch with Wilco, then you can do that too. But also if you want to check out his products, have a look below. If you're listening via the podcast, go to sevenfigurefairness.com and look up for Wilco. And also, you know, if you want to throw in a comment or a question or anything, some feedback or whatever in the comment section, by all means, throw it on down there as well. It has been wonderful having you here, Wilco. I love your energy and I love being able to just kick around some geeky marketing ideas. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Sim.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, man. Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Seven Figure Furnace with Cindy Donovan. If you like what you just heard, please share our web address, wildfireconcepts.com, with your friends and colleagues. To catch our previous podcast,